Well, it's the best of democracy. Obviously, I told them, and I really regret we were not in a venue that we could have Q&A and a conversation rather than a speech. I always prefer to hear from them because I can learn more from them than I can by speaking to them. So, but I'm going to try to visit personally with as many of them as I can to get their ideas about what they'd like to see. This is their U.S. Department of Agriculture, and these are the people we serve. So that's why it's important for them to come to Washington, D.C., to meet with their members of Congress, to meet with us, and let us know what they're on their mind. The good thing with the National Farmers Union, typically they're not timid about letting you know.
Mr. Secretary, what is the latest you have heard in terms of any estimates of agricultural damage related to Irma, and what are you concerned about heading forward?
You know, in these hurricanes and these tragedies, many times people jump out to talk about estimates. Frankly, we don't know yet because a general assessment has not been made. Frankly, we know in Harvey, a lot of the cotton-growing area down there have a lot of cattle affected, some rice in Louisiana and Texas, but we know the big numbers. It could be up. It could be up to $1 billion in agricultural production in Harvey alone. Now we've got the citrus industry in Florida hit right in the heart of Irma, as well as the vegetable crops and things down there. So we'll be continuing to do assessment while FEMA has the primary search and rescue efforts. Our people are already on the ground through animal welfare, through FSA, trying to make assessments of the needs that we have for farmers in that area.
Will the disaster funds for the hurricanes, will that take away from funding for USDA's farm bill or any of those other vital farm programs?
We expect these to be supplemental appropriations, certainly. We got some supplemental appropriations for the wildland fires in the recent bill that was signed, and obviously, just like FEMA, we'll have that. Our farm disaster will also be covered. It won't be a zero-sum game by taking away from current farm bills.
Thanks, everybody.